Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Give me a Friday every single time. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning
that
Show.
That song brings such good memories. It brings vibes and...
good vibes and variety.
Yes.
Yep.
God, I love that song. Mm. It reminds me of that place in Del Mar I lived.
Oh.
All us dudes living on the beach.
Yeah.
More than enough beer for all of us to have our fill.
Yeah.
Sun's out. People are hanging around. Music's playing loud. That song playing loud. Just summer vibe.
Sometimes, yeah, baby. Need something
God.
To keep you cool.
Ah, so fun.
Yeah. It is. It's great.
That's good stuff.
That's music. It's the soundtrack to your life. It takes you right back to where you were.
Reminds me of that exactly. Like just being sun-kissed and girls around in swimsuits. The whole thing.
Oh yeah, beautiful girls. I love them.
I remember those times. Even in those times, and you know you're broke and you have whatever. But sure. I remember being like, "This is the life, right here."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bumming around, seeing where the day takes
you. Doesn't get any better than this.
Enjoy it, kids.
And speaking of, it was fun while it lasted. We already lost her.
Oh, Bob, yeah, she's just running a little late.
Bobby!
I don't know if she wanted to talk. I guess she witnessed an accident this morning. So she had to stay around and...
Oh, you can't leave the scene of an accident.
Yeah.
Is she okay?
She's fine. She witnessed it. She's fine.
Oh, so they needed her. To give some kind of statement.
Bob, we got
to
coach her up. You run. Run,
yeah,
Bob.
You run for it, Bob.
We got a morning show.
Bob, yeah, come on. See something go down? You run for it.
Well, listen, she's doing the right thing. You don't run for it, Vinny, and I think you know that. You know, but you do highlight a very real problem, which is we swore we weren't going to get attached.
Bobby!
We swore it. I even as we started the show, and look, Vinny, you're enough. And throw in Maddie, more than enough. And I look over at the empty seat where Bob sits, and I'm like, where's Bob? Where's Bob?
It's always what you don't have. The guys from Adea sent over a couple of Bob's Movie Club jingles for her.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, pretty good stuff.
Oh, good.
Well, they're too late. We don't have Bob
anymore.
Yes,
Bob left.
Yeah.
Bob ditched us.
Damn it.
Damn it all.
Bob.
Of course we're attached. And now all the listeners are going to be mad at us as though we made her leave. Damn it.
It's my fault. She gets annoyed with me.
You know what? Please blame Maddie.
Yep.
Please blame. It's not us.
It's on my card. Maddie. Blame Maddie.
Blame Maddie.
You know, there's a text here.
Oh.
Maddie is on the show. 707 says, I am with Maddie. I live alone and think about choking all the time and worry about if I will be found if something happens. I bring my phone with me when I shower just in case I fall. Jessica, Petaluma. You know, after having been stalked this one time, which was a million years ago, and I was told I have to be more aware of my surroundings and be more careful. It was the first time I'd ever, like,
What?
Had to think about anything about my own personal safety or whatever. And yet, even though I got that sort of cold splash of water, I don't ever think about, oh my gosh, what if I choke? Or, oh my gosh, what if someone else said, I leave a man's shoes. Where is that? I leave a man's shoes outside my door. So if someone came here, they'd think that a dude lived there too. And I was like,
outside your door, like out on the front porch or something? Yeah. Or like if you live in an apartment down the hall?
Old person thing, thinking about home accidents alone. I'm over 60 and never gave it a thought before.
Wow.
It's very strange that you think about that, Maddie.
Well, it is true. If something happened and there was no one there to help you, it would be until somebody went, has anyone seen Maddie? I feel like I haven't seen him for a while. I mean, I guess on Monday morning we'd go, where the hell's Maddie? And when you weren't answering, I would immediately. I'm like, he lives alone and his dog's probably eating him. Oh my God, we got to get him out of there.
Red would never eat me.
Do you remember the show 6 Feet Under? It was.
I didn't watch it all. Oh. I'm familiar because I know that Dexter started there, but I don't know.
I loved that show.
Me too. It's great. So someone died at the beginning of every episode because they ran a funeral home. So there would always be. And there was one thing where this lady comes home and she's just like a, I don't know, 48-year-old woman, and she comes in, she microwaves herself up a meal, and then she starts eating it, and she's sitting alone at her table, and she starts choking, and she's alone. And I guess it's probably the days before, maybe it's the days before cell phones or something. I don't remember when that show was on. Or she just didn't have a cell phone, whatever, but then there she is. She's by herself, and I always, like, as soon as you started talking about that, I'm like, it's like that 6 Feet Under episode. And then, of course, she's the body that they find, like some distant relative. Like somebody finally finds her and some distant relative comes and claims her body and she's the body that they're processing that episode.
408 says, why is this a woman-only list for living alone? Sounds good for everybody to me.
Yeah.
Elizabeth, San Jose app. Because that's what it said.
Yeah.
In the story.
That's just the title.
Yeah, that was the story. Mm-hmm. It was, you know.
I thought it was going to be all like, you know, safety things. Don't be naked in front of your windows, you know, stuff like that.
There's nothing unsafe about that.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. I'll do it every day then.
Good.
What could possibly go wrong?
You shit. Well, what could? Nothing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bob's here. You're in your house?
What? Make the whole neighborhood happier.
Yeah.
Does Bob want to say anything about anything?
We had a good long cry while you were gone.
Yeah, we were crying. So, thanks a lot for not being here.
I know. I missed 10 whole minutes.
Yeah. We bawled loudly.
We were very upset. We feel abandoned.
I don't know what I can say.
Bobby!
I saw an accident. I had to be a witness, and I had to handle it, you know, as you do. So,
well, look at you, only like a half hour late. That's kind of amazing.
Yeah,
it's okay, Vinny. She's here.
I know,
but she's here. I know. I feel you, and
it's my first look at being without her, and I just can't.
I know.
I'm going on vacation in a couple weeks, so this is a good practice round.
How dare you go on vacation when we're not on vacation?
Nobody told me that!
I know, I'm telling you right now.
Okay, so she's telling us. So when are you going on vacation?
The 19th through the whole following week.
Oh, of June?
It'll be a minute, yeah.
What will we do without you?
I'm not sure. You can.
You need to
it.
Work that out. No, we can't. Have you met us? Maddie, are you going to cry too?
I'm on the verge. Yeah. Like I like having Bob in here.
I mean,
not so.
Who's going to handle the amazing reels that have to be put up?
You already knew about the vacation, right?
Yeah.
Are you mad because I was mean about the reels?
No.
Oh, because you looked at me like.
Why were you mean to her?
I'm in shock. I saw a person get hit by a car, and I haven't even had one sip of coffee, and now I'm talking on the radio.
That's what you
radio.
Saw? A person was hit by a car?
Yes, Vinny. Oh, somebody needed me.
Did you stop and get out and go to
So I ordered a Waymo, and I missed it. And so I was waiting for another one to come, and then I saw the accident. Like, it was right in front of my apartment.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. I must have said it 1,000 times. I took a picture of the car just in case it was going to drive away. And then I went over to the guy. I had to call 911. I had to make a statement to the police.
You were the person.
You're a hero.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what? Bob is a hero.
We have to give her a week off
and not bitch about it. Okay, we'll do it. So is the person going to be okay?
I think so, yeah. They were conscious and everything, but I think they broke their leg.
Cars will do that.
The car was going pretty fast then, huh?
It was turning right at a stop sign, so I'm not really sure. I didn't see the before.
Oh, you didn't see the actual happen.
I heard it.
Oh.
And I saw the...
Oh.
Because it was maybe 100 feet from me. But, yeah.
Shoot.
They asked me, where was he standing in the crosswalk? And I was like, I'm not getting into that. I don't know. I don't know where he was in the crosswalk. I don't know.
So this person just sits in the middle. It's dark out. It's dark o'clock. And the person who's taking the right probably just figures there's nobody going to be in the crosswalk and take some guy out.
Yeah. And he was coming right off the sidewalk. I don't know how much I can say, but the guy who got hit was carrying some strange items too.
Oh, please do. No, I think you can say everything.
I'm like, where was he going? He was carrying a saw.
Oh.
And these like giant pliers and nothing else.
You might have been going to work. I mean, a lot of the construction guys go to work early.
Well, a saw, and that sounds like pruners or something. Like maybe he's a hedge trimmer guy and he was going to go trim someone's hedge or take a couple limbs off.
Says, tell Bob, write everything down. You may end up in a deposition a year after witnessing an accident.
Well, I just recorded it all. So.
You did. You'll have this as a reference point. Yeah. Yikes. Do you really feel like you're in shock?
I mean, just a little bit.
It's rattling.
Yeah.
Let's get you some coffee. And let's try and have a Friday still.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. All right. I'm gonna take a break. We'll take a break. Sound good, everybody?
Yeah, because.
Agreed. And I really want to try to have that. I want to have that vibe and not feel like. I feel like you do look rattled. And I feel like I don't want to celebrate. Without you at least having a cup of coffee in front of you.
I called my mom on the way.
Oh, my.
Which is how you know.
Yes. Where does your mom live?
Philly.
Oh, okay. Oh, so it's broad daylight there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But you can call your mom anytime. It doesn't matter if she's awake or not.
That is actually true. Yeah. Take a couple deep breaths.
Thank God I'm not a mom. You can't call dads. Everyone knows that, right?
Right.
Don't call your dad. Call your mom.
Yeah, don't wake dad up.
Did we just see somebody singing this song, or did I have a dream about this song?
You had a dream about this song.
It wasn't a chorus of kids who were singing this song?
No, I didn't see that.
No.
They telling us all about all the different weekdays?
Mm. I think you dreamed that.
Yeah, you're tripping.
That's funny.
Mm. KLLC, KLLCH, now I'm rattled. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah Minnie Alice's morning show. Don't worry, everything's going to be okay. It's Friday. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.